paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another dark minisode. Yes, we are now in October and therefore, as promised, we're going to begin our two minisodes per week run all throughout October. Therefore, our usual minisode will still come to you on a Wednesday or a Monday if you're a Patreon, and our second minisode will come to you on a Monday or a Friday if you're a Patreon. For this, our first week in October, both of our minisodes this week will come from our wonderful listeners. And from next week and for the remaining time in October, our usual minisode will still be a listener-submitted one, and the additional minisode will take a look at some more rather famous cases, ones that we've not covered before. As I've said on an earlier episode, for fans of the paranormal, it's Halloween all year round. Whereas most podcasts will put out a ghostly episode in October, we thought we'd just add one. A tipping of the hat, so to speak, to the fact that it's the month where everyone in the world focuses on that one thing that we focus on every week. In today's minisode, we're about to hear a very mysterious experience from an anonymous listener. And don't forget, if you have an experience that you don't think is long enough for a full episode of The Dark Paranormal, we are genuinely not interested in the length of your experience, but the experience itself. So please send it on in to contact@thedarkparanormal.com, and we will ensure that your experience finds a listenership either on The Dark Paranormal, a dark minisode, or indeed on Dark Bites. One of the biggest comments made by our submitters is just how cathartic it can be to write down the experience that you've had that no one else believes. So once more, that's contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But right now, let's jump right into our first of two minisodes for this week. And it comes from Anonymous. Hi, I'd like to remain anonymous, please. I'm 34 years old, and I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. My son actually recommended it to me. I live in Michigan. I have my whole life. I thought I'd take a chance and send in what I believe to be my paranormal experiences. First, please be aware, I'm not a writer. And I have terrible ADHD, so this might jump about a bit. When I was around 8 or so, I would be left home after school until a parent or elder sibling would come home. I am the youngest of 4, and my older siblings are 6 to 10 years older than me. As a rule in our house, when I was alone, doors would stay locked. And I wouldn't answer the phone unless I knew it was my mum or dad. I remember I'd be downstairs, folding clothes, and I'd swear I could hear someone walking around in my parents' room. I would look up to the landing before heading upstairs thinking someone must be home, but no one would be. Now, we didn't live in an old home. Our home was a new manufactured home that was built onto a basement on 10 acres of land. So it wasn't just an old house settling. Other times, I remember specifically hearing the sound of someone sitting on my parents' bed. Then, getting up and walking to the bathroom. Again, I would go upstairs, and again, no one would be home. A little more to add about myself. I have one true sibling and 2 step-siblings. My mother died when I was 3 years of age, at the age of 37. My dad remarried within a year to my stepmom, and she had 2 older children of her own. As I got older, I didn't have a great relationship with my stepmother. My relationship with my parents today is still very strained. But anyway, on to my next experience. When I was maybe 9 or 10, I vividly remember reciting the prayer, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." I recited this often at bedtime as a child. I was laying in my bed with our family cat on my chest. My bed was a bunk bed and was up against the wall where my window was. My blinds were drawn almost all the way down, and my head was near the window. Well, right after saying this prayer, my blinds flew up and slammed back down. My cat started to growl, and I felt a heavy presence above me. I couldn't move. I tried to scream for my dad, and nothing would come out. I lay there frozen. Somehow I fell asleep shortly after. Of course, no one believed me. I got told it was probably the air from the vent that made my blinds move. I didn't believe that. When I was about 12, a friend of mine talked me into playing with a Ouija board. I don't remember much, but I do remember us asking if anyone was there, and it saying yes. I remember asking, "How old were you when you died?" And it said, 37. Remember, my mother died at 37. I thought maybe my friend was just pranking me. So yet again I asked a question only I would know, and it answered correctly. I got scared, we said goodbye, and I never touched a Ouija board again. I did not have a good feeling. When I was about 13, I was in a pretty dark place. My parents were fighting a lot. I really didn't get along with my stepmom. I remember thinking of running away, even suicide, just as a way out. I hated living at home. I want to say I've always been a vivid dreamer, and I have dreams almost every night. One night I had a dream that I was in a large pasture, with lambs all around me, and I was walking towards a barn. I turned around to a large light, and I heard a voice saying to me, "You'll be okay. Your life will be okay." I woke up in tears. I know this isn't along the lines of scary, but it was very... real for me, and very moving in my life. At 19, I had my first child, a sweet little boy. A few months after my son's first birthday, my family had a tremendous loss. My toddler cousin was murdered by her stepmother. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement. You're probably thinking, "I need surplus money to invest," but you don't need a lot of money nor expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And right now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. If you're anything like me, you always thought investing's what other people do. Other people who know what they're doing. Well, that's where Acorns come in. They do know what they're doing. on your behalf. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is, because as mentioned earlier, open an Acorns Later IRA and you'll get up to a 3% match on new contributions. So head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/darkparanormal. My son used to tell me that he sees a face in his room. We had a camera in there, and I would go and look, and I'd never see anything. He didn't seem frightened. Well, at one point I did have a large picture of my cousin's daughter, and the picture was turned around. My son asked to see what the picture was. After I turned it around, he exclaimed, "Mama, the face in my room! That's the face in my room!" Well, I wasn't scared. I was just happy to know she was looking after her cousin. One night, as everyone was sleeping, I was folding clothes and one of my son's toys began making a noise. I turned it off and sat back down, and it began making the noise again. And I simply said, "That's enough, thank you." And it stopped. You see, quite a few people in my family's life would report things like this that was happening to them, and they would realize whose spirit it was. My cousin, the little girl. Or we all believed it was, as the house she grew up in, the toys there would go on and off all the time. And those toys were left untouched for many, many years. Well, when my son was 2.5, I had a baby girl. 6 months later, we moved down the road to another house. My son was struggling a bit in the new home. Our old house was a very small home, and all our rooms were just a few feet from each other. Whereas this new home, my room was on one end, and the children's rooms were at the other end. About a month into living in the new home, one night as me and my husband were about to go to sleep, we heard my son screaming at the top of his lungs. Well, I ran out of that room and he was frozen in his doorway, screaming. I immediately took him to my room where he told me he'd seen a scary face at his window. My husband, of course, immediately went outside the house, and I ran around inside the house, making sure no one was there. Well, neither of us seen anyone. Now, as a young child, we thought maybe he's just scared. The move was a big change. When I went into his room, the hair on my arms all raised. His room was much colder than every other part of the house. I felt a genuine presence. I went back to my room and he was inconsolable. I tried to take him back to his own room and he grabbed the trim around the door and would not let go. My poor son was so terrified. It took us 6 months to get him to sleep in his own room again. I called my grandmother asking for advice. You see, she had told me stories about when she was growing up. Stories about things that had happened to her. Paranormal things. And I remember her telling me of a time my aunt had a spirit attached to her. She said I should lay a Bible open next to his bed with a glass of water. Say a prayer, ask for protection for my home. Then walk around saying out loud, "You are not welcome here. My home is protected by God, and you need to leave. I believe, in a way, it's worked. I have dealt with depression on and off since my teens, and I still struggle as an adult. But a lot is due to a very bad hormonal imbalance, one I'm in the process of dealing with. During a very low period, I had a dream that I was at my real mother's sister's house. My aunt had passed at this point, but I seen her sitting at the table, and she wouldn't look my way. When I turned the corner, I saw my mother. She was young, and she embraced me in a hug that I have never had feel so real in my life. She said, "It's going to be all right. You're going to be okay." I asked someone I trust who reads, and she said she truly believes it was my mother's spirit comforting me. I'm telling you about these dreams because I've had quite a few dreams of seeing loved ones that have passed. They always seem real, and they're always comforting. I have been told they'll come into my life in my dreams because it's easier to communicate in that state of mind, as opposed to when I'm awake and I have the world's distractions all around me. I know not all of this is terrifying or scary, but maybe it will resonate with another listener. I haven't had much to report since this. My kids do swear that there's something in our basement. I personally don't feel it. I feel like my whole life I've been able to feel something I can't see. I felt the presence of my husband's grandpa after his death. He was my best friend for a long time, and during times of missing him, I could tell he was there. I've had nightmares of things I cannot see, but I can feel that they want to harm me or my children. Some of these nightmares have found me waking up screaming for the Lord's protection. But I'm not in a practicing religion. I don't go to church, but I do believe in God and the power of prayer. I believe there is much evil in this world and try my best to bring light. I was told once by a medium that I do have a gift. She felt different elements within me, and I believe some of what she said has spoken to me. I've been debating telling my stories for a while. You see, I know I have smaller instances that I just can't remember, as I have a terrible memory. But these are the ones that stick with me. I hope you enjoyed this, and maybe I'll get to hear it on the podcast one day. Many blessings to both you and the listeners. Anonymous. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for submitting your experience for our minisode. And there is something so visceral about how you describe your own son clinging to a doorframe, not wanting to go into his own room. That's terrifying. But it's also fascinatingly terrifying. It's the vagueness of that situation that really entices me to these shorter length experiences. I at least, will leave this experience wondering just what was encountered in that room. To be that terrified that you will defy your parents, you will use your nails to cling onto a wooden doorframe, you'll basically do anything to not go back into the room you've just ran from. And with some experiences, and this is a classic example, the less you know, the more terrifying it is. So, Anonymous, thank you once more for providing our first October dark minisode. So don't forget, on Monday, you receive an extra minisode, as well as the one on Wednesday. Of course, for our Patreons, that will be this coming Friday ad-free. And if you'd like to join the Patreon, the link is in the show notes. But as always, thank you for joining me on this dark minisode, and I'll speak to you all on Friday for episode 4 of season 17. Until then, take care.